just a good old boy. Wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's your boy, Ezo Grigio, right here, right now. What's up, y'all?
What's good, yo? You know what, man? I actually, that's probably one of my favorite nicknames of yours.
Ezo Grigio.
Yeah, I mean, that's just literally, yo. I mean, I'd put that shit on a bottle of wine and shit, yo. I love that.
With a side of cheese and a Sauvignon Blanc.
You know what I'm saying? That's one of my favorite nicknames. You got a few of them, but they Ezo Grigios and shit.
But I pulled that one out today.
No doubt. So we're going to get right into the topics because I know that's what everybody's waiting on. LL Cool J, you know your boy.
Ladies love him.
Yeah. He says.
Yule log,
exactly. The old peeled Yule log himself. He says the GOAT 2. Greatest of all time. His next album is not for the ladies. Now, normally, something like that, I would be like, what's LL talking about? You know, he's probably bugging. And he's bugging more than usual. And the copy reads, it's like, this one is not for the ladies. The album features nothing but real stories, true stories. And what I want to do is keep it true and embrace the current environment to take it to the next level. I'm not trying to sound like a down south dude. Not trying to sound like I'm from a 90s New York. It's about how you connect with people. Exactly. What is LL Cool J trying to tell us, Ezo?
He be saying he rhymes, taking all his time. I mean, I don't know. Is that what he's trying to connect with?
I sound like a nigga double talking.
Yeah. There you go. That's the answer to the question. So he's saying, I don't want to be associated with the 90s, which is his last great success. Okay. But then he doesn't want to sound like one of these guys who's doing trap music. I don't know. That's a double talk, you know, trying to connect with people. What are you talking about? I mean, your last record was so bad, you know.
Yeah, well, actually, they're getting on, too, for that country music record he was featured on, too.
But that was, first of all, LL Cool, that's too much Hollywood. That's living out there like a fish out of water, too much Hollywood. You get away from your people. You get away from where you grew up. You just totally, so you think, you know, and he may be friends with the country cat, whoever he did the music with. He may be friends, but come on, man. You know, stop that shit. You know what I mean? So.
Yep.
Invite him to the barbecue, not into the studio, nigga.
Well, see, that's a problem right there. Again, I still say LL Cool J's recording an album in between takes of his television show. Therefore, can LL Cool J make a good record? He has the talent to. Will he make a good record? I'm gonna say it right now. It will not be a good record because of the double talk statement. He don't know the direction of the record.
But did you see some of the features?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't recall right now, but it was notable, the features that he had on there. And I was like,
I know Ray was supposed to be on the album and some other cats, but I was like, come on, man. You know, either you're gonna do hip hop or you're gonna do some other shit, you know. So
LL's in a spot where he feels like he can still do this shit. Like I say about a bunch of these veteran cats, because they hear these niggas rapping and sounding like fucking first graders. And yep. It's like, I could do better than these niggas. I can rhyme better than these niggas in my sleep.
And they can.
But they don't know how to go, what direction to go musically. Because they don't want to talk shit about these niggas and still rap over their beats. Rap over their style of shit. Right. So they get trapped like, oh, I don't want to sound like them niggas, but that's what's hot right now. I got to rap over that.
Hip hop ain't hard, man.
It's not.
Wouldn't it be dope to hear LL come with a dope album, though?
Well, again, because even though Nas, as you guys pointed out last week, has his faults, and as good as the Common album is, if you're a veteran, you need to look at that blueprint, okay? Those two artists. Any veteran artist who comes and can be added to that, I will, but right now I haven't heard it. So, you know. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is that's your boy Kurt G blowing up the spot. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Nick Cannon made this 2-second record, and I'm trying to find the motivation, son. The name of the record is called More Money Than Jay-Z. Now, we're not going to talk about the record or what the record sound like, because the record's bullshit. But number one, what would his motivation to come out and make a record such as that with the following statements in the record? That Jay-Z once wanted to manage him. I don't know if that's true or false. That he owns the rights to the Soul Train franchise. I got an answer for that. That he owns Nickelodeon and may sell. I also got an answer to that. And was worth $20 million when he was 21 years old. So, Kurt G, why would Nick Cannon waste his time trying to do some dumb shit like that?
Because he needs the spotlight on himself. He's probably got an album coming out sometime soon. And he wants people to start paying attention to him. So why not say I got more money than Jay-Z, one of the biggest names out there, in order to even get yourself noticed? He won't say I got more money than 50, because he know 50 going to come at him strong.
Oh, okay. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So he's going to grab Jay, because he know Jay ain't going to say shit. He might say something in an interview and make a joke about it, some shit, but he ain't going to come at that nigga like, if I see you somewhere, I'm going to have to do something.
What I found about the following statements, number two, a couple false statements here. He owns the rights to the Soul Train franchise. As far as I can tell in my research, the Irvin Magic Johnson Group owns that. Okay. The fact that he owns Nickelodeon, well, that is owned by a combo of Viacom and MTV, well, which is the same company anyway. Right. And the fact that he had $20 million when he was 21 years old is probably the only statement, because when Jay was 20, Jay didn't have that amount of money. And by this time and day and time, who gives a fuck?
Can I get in?
My man.
Okay, so without being too much TMZ, I just, on the ride today, I happened to be looking at Twitter and I saw, not Twitter, email, and I happened to see that Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey are separating. And I'm like, what? So, of course, I click on it just to look. And without going into all the other garbage, since you mentioned the numbers, I mean, wasn't the corporate the one that said men may lie, women may lie, but numbers don't lie?
Something like that.
Okay, so on that, in that email I read, it mentioned that Mariah was worth like half a billy, and Nick was worth maybe like 75 million. So I don't think he got more than Jay-Z, and I don't know why he would say that except for entertainment purposes, because it's a joke.
Well, like Kurt G said, he's probably got a record coming out, and so...
No, he does have an album coming out.
Oh.
It's supposed to be a goofball album. He did one of the cuts
the
on
reason
our
why
CEO.
He did it.
Okay.
No, so that terrible. More money than Jay-Z means he's just goofing.
Oh, I got you. I got you. So, all right. There's no real threat there.
Nah, not even. Even if, to the corporate, it ain't no threat.
No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is shout out to Killer Mike. Killer Mike wrote a fantastic piece in a Billboard op-ed about the situation in Ferguson. Killer Mike is one of the ones who've been on this topic, number one, since before this shit happened in Ferguson. And number two, you know, again, is one who's been down there in the community, seen, visible, the whole thing. And so me and Kurt G was discussing, is there a change? Is there a certain change? Because you got certain things that's happening. You got T.I., delivering a record, State of the Union, on his new record, National Anthem. You got Wiz Khalifa saying, that's why I've always kept violence out of my music. That's all we hear is violence in our music.
Who's violent when they high, though?
Huh?
Who's violent when they weed it out, though?
Well, I'm just saying, but he's saying, see, I may talk about smoking, but I ain't talking about killing niggas. So you got people coming out there. And just to add a little bit more sugar to the Kool-Aid, your boy, B.O.B., he had to walk some statements back. But then, of course, he made a record himself after he got on that new nigga shit. You know, again, all of this new nigga, after I make $1 million, I'm going to tell you poor niggas how to be a new nigga. So B.O.B. got caught up on that. Of course, he had to come back and make some statements. And yeah, B.O.B. in the song, because I actually listened to every last one of these songs. And yes, B.O.B. in the song is making some valid points. But again, he's making the valid points coming from this nigga who got $1 million in the bank. Now I want to sit up here and talking about, I'm going to show y'all niggas how to be the new nigga off that Pharrell shit. So let's take one at a time. E-Color, Killer Mike, who's always been the man on these type of topics. What's good?
Oh, I mean, well, you just said it. Him being on those topics from the beginning, it's all good. All good with him. I got nothing to say bad about Killer Mike.
Okay, Kurt G.T.I., who's known for killing a few niggas.
Oh, yeah.
On record. Who's known for investing heavily in the trap dividend.
And investing heavily in guns.
Known for that and done time for that. So here's T.I. now talking the pro-black man. Are we buying it?
I'm buying it, but I'm probably going to sell it real quick. This is a, one of those quick sales.
Word?
Yeah, I'm buying only the fact that he did the record, and I got to applaud him for that because he didn't have to do it, and I didn't expect that nigga to do nothing like that. So it caught me out there because T.I. is so into that trap shit, and the nut niggas that's up there looting and shit probably listen to all kind of T.I. bullshit Rubber Band Man records.
Right.
So I could see this nigga straight up just alienating some of his fan base by talking against that.
Well, okay. And then, so I know we were off air and we were talking about it, and you were saying just the sort of tone of people wondering, is the Bobby Shmurda type shit applicable now? Because now you got a little space of commercial cats talking more positive, talking about examining lyrics.
Yeah, B.
You know?
That right there, in that point where you're starting to see people actually leaving comments and going against niggas on that murder talk, you're starting to see a sea change where hip-hop used to be, where you had pro-black and you still had niggas talking about killing, but you had balance. The problem is we have no balance for the last 10 years, maybe even longer, at all.
Man. Swerving, is there a sea change, my nigga?
Or
let's just not even say a sea change. Are we going to get a certain level of consciousness, let's say 25 to 35%, where niggas can now talk about community shit?
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you just like this. I don't trust it. And I'm going to need to talk about this again 6 months from now when Michael Brown is forgotten about, just like Trayvon Martin was forgotten about, just like Oliver was forgotten. Holler at me in 6 months and let me know what's going on.
Nah, you got a good point.
You got a very good point.
Got a good point.
These niggas that will talk about it right now and forget about it tomorrow.
Indeed.
If something else comes along.
No doubt. Yeah. So, again, like Kurt G said, we're not gonna squash that. We're not going to get on niggas. And again,
I'm
like I said,
I'm not going to poo-poo his effort.
Shout out to J. Cole, again, who another one who's been down there in that whole situation and, you know, 100. Shout out to your boy Talib Kweli, who checked your boy Don Lemon. Shit, Don Lemon, another one of these new niggas and shit. After the money's in the bank, I come from the hood, but I'm going to show you how to do it. And shit.
He's one bad broadcast from getting cut, though, so he better watch himself.
That's true. No doubt Don Lemon don't believe that there's banana peels out there for him to bring back the old phrase of banana peeling.
It's all right. He'll twist the ankle one of these days.
Turf toe.
Ouch.
No doubt. So next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest. And then quickly speaking, see, I believe that this is the bigger problem. You know, we have a jail nigga problem, and it's personified by your boy. Meek Mill denied a release at his appeals hearing. Your boy had a hearing, and he wanted to get out. So, but the judge said that Meek Mill is going to do the full 3 to 6 months, okay? For number one, inappropriate tweets about his parole officer, failing a drug test, and appearing in a music video with a gun. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to understand Meek Mill's under court supervision, why he would do such a thing. Kurt G, can you explain to me? Or are we just talking about the same old shit? Jail nigga shit.
Same old bullshit, B. These niggas never learn. But then they want somebody to have mercy on them when they finally get locked up for the stupid shit that they doing. They want the judge to be like, let him out. Nigga, that's not happening to you. They're going to lock you up for the full run. And if he could have locked you up longer, he would have. Because your ass probably deserved to be locked up longer. because you ain't learned a fucking thing. You're going to come out of jail after these little 3 to 6 months and talk even more shit and do even more dumb shit than you were doing. So I don't feel bad for his ass. Not at all.
Swerving.
Key phrase is 3 to 6 months. Now, you're talking to a dude who ain't never spent 10 minutes in jail, right?
No doubt.
But if I got riches, I'm promising you, I think, though I may, you know, be somewhat pampered, I think I'd be all right with 3 to 6 months and get right back out and be back into my riches. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he got 3 to 6 years. You know what I'm saying? But like, I think that he, like Kurt said, he's going to come out, do the same thing, yapping and trapping. But I don't know. I'm kind of split on this whole tweet thing and video gun, because, as you know, there are weapons. No, people need to realize there are weapons. There are fake weapons that look mighty real in videos.
So,
okay, so
can I say a Meek Mill's lawyer got around to that? A lawyer said that he failed the drug test because his doctor prescribed him OxyContin for a sprained ankle. Mm-hmm. His lawyer also said that the gun that Meek Mill was brandishing in the video was actually a water pistol.
Mm-hmm.
But the judge wasn't buying it. See, what the judge is getting down to, what the judge is getting down to is jail nigga shit. See, if you look like you a jail nigga, I'm going to treat you like a jail nigga.
Why don't you just say, because you're black, B, because that's the real reason.
Oh, okay, look, is the judge probably on him? Yes.
Keyword is nigga.
Right, exactly. Keyword is nigga.
Jail nigga.
Jail nigga. Now, if Meek Mill showed up at the video with a suit and tie and a briefcase, I'm not saying the outcome would be different, but I'm just, this is what I'm saying. See, when you want that finger pistol, that water pistol look all the time, and then the judge, and then you have a judge who, let's face it, these people are, they're influenced by the media just like, I guess, we all are. You know what I'm saying? Shit, she like, look, I see a video and you're on under my court supervision, Mr. Swervin. I don't give a fuck if it's a water pistol, you know what I'm saying, or a water balloon, nigga. You look like you shooting somebody with it. You back to jail,
Swervin,
nigga.
He's going
to
shut up and be quiet and not be talking shit about the judge and my CO. None of that.
Well,
I'm
see,
showing up like Chris Brown in a suit.
That's what I mean. This nigga ain't learned a fucking thing. He ain't learned a lesson. He has not learned a lesson, and he going to keep running up against that same ass brick wall until he figures it out that you're doing the wrong damn thing.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is I've been beating the drum so hard that I got ran over by Davey D eventually when we were talking about standards. And I always said that other music forms have better standards than we do in hip-hop. In hip-hop, we really don't have any standards, at least among the commercial brethren. Well, this is not even a hip-hop topic, but I'm going to get right into it. The Country Music Association says goodbye to Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift made it very clear that despite her country roots, her next album, entitled 1989, for those who want to go buy it, is her first official pop album. So she's in the video. There's twerking going on. Of course, she's in the video holding a big-ass radio. Just total appropriation of black culture. Miley Cyrus set the trend, co-signed by niggas. So you got Taylor Swift doing it. But guess what? The Country Music Association said, get gone as long as you doing that shit. Swerving, I keep trying to tell niggas about some standards, but they don't hear me though.
Because the people that's watching the fucking gate don't give a fuck about standards. That's the problem. Country music gives a fuck about standards. They got people watching the gate that say, if you do this or you do that, you're out. In hip hop, we don't have that. The people watching the gate, all they think about is money.
Yep.
So your boy Earl Sweatshirt said that Taylor Swift's Shake It Off video was offensive. He went in on the same topics of appropriation of black culture, you know, making a mockery of black culture, want to act black and shit. But of course, she can always run back home to country music, all of that type of shit, which I couldn't help realizing that, boy, I know she took her cues from Hannah Montana, but she swerving, she's also taking her cues from Nicki Minaj's new video. I mean, white girls want to do that in this day and age, okay?
Can I say something? Because this is appropriate that you brought this topic up because, you know, my daughter listens to pop music, One Direction, all that stuff, right?
Right.
So last night, and she talks to me a lot, she asked me, did I see the Taylor Swift video, which of course I did not. But she was telling me that she felt a little bit bad because of the twerking that was going on. And she wanted me to watch it and see what I thought. So I went to YouTube and I watched the Taylor Swift video.
Right.
And I think that we have to be careful to not be like a regular ass media stream and one side in that video. There was some twerking in the video.
No doubt.
A black girl doing some twerking in the video.
There was a line of black girls.
Right. And she was going through their legs on the floor, which was lasting probably all of 15 seconds in that whole 4-minute video. There's a whole lot. First of all, I am not taking Taylor Swift's side. But what I'm saying is everybody's focusing on like 15 seconds when there was a whole lot of white people jumping up and down, bouncing around. There was some B-boys on there breaking. Yeah, she dressed up with the whole B-girl, had the big boombox and all that. But this video... First of all, if the Country Music Association wants to kick her off for that, you know, good for them for having standards. But we shouldn't be talking about it because it's not even worth talking about from what I saw with my own eyes.
I think the topic is the fact that people like Taylor Swift can pick and choose and do that type of shit when they want.
The
Country Music Association is saying as long as you're doing that shit, we don't got nothing to do with you, okay?
Right.
But the minute she does a country music album, the Country Music Association is going to say, come on in.
Right, but is she going to keep messing around? Is she going to continue? Is she going to be Miley Cyrus? Oh, I don't think so.
If that shit blows, she may continue running that shit. If the shit don't sell, she's going back to country.
B, that twerking in that video, her and that B-boy setup stuff, just simple as this. Anybody got a problem with it? Listen to the song without listening to the video and tell me there's something different that Taylor Swift did. It's not like she went to whole Miley Cyrus from being Hannah Montana on Disney to just straight flat out just wilding.
Answer me a simple question, though, son. Answer me a simple question.
Okay.
Is it an appropriation of black culture?
Oh, everything is, B. Everything. Every piece of modern pop culture has come from some piece of black culture. Every bit of it. But what I'm saying is, I agree with your point, what you're saying. The CMA is like, yo, you out of here until you get yourself right. And if you don't come back. We don't want to see you.
Right.
Right?
But that
video that I watched last night is nowhere near Nicki Minaj, nowhere near Taylor, Miley Cyrus. None of that. It's just basically, first of all,
She's doing it because these are the people that inspired her.
I doubt that.
Bullshit.
I doubt that highly.
Bullshit. She's doing that strictly because...
Listen to the song, and then you tell me how that video even relates to the song.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed.
Some producer was like, yo, it'd be dope if you put on this Adidas sweatsuit or whatever sweatsuit it is. And she's like, okay, I'm tired of being Miss Prissy Pure Poly White Bread. I'm tired of that. Let me try this.
Underdog.
Look, she is not twerking in the video. She is not sticking her tongue out like she's about to do something.
Hey, okay,
with it.
Look, she's she's not doing any of that shit. And I understand what you're saying. To me, it's simple. It's just showing that the Country Music Association is saying, you know what, Taylor Swift, you come in the game. You say you one of us. You're country music, but then all of a sudden you flop. Now we're saying, get the fuck out of here. And actually, what they said is, good luck on your new venture. We love watching you grow, you know, which is basically saying, get the fuck out of here. We won't see you in Nashville next year. Get the fuck out of here. Okay?
Mark my words, she'll be back.
Oh, there's no question about that. There's no question about that. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, she shall be back.
It'll be easy for her. It'll be stupid easier for her to get back in versus Miley Cyrus.
Yes, once she takes off that black face, she's going to be all right.
Hey, see, Kurt G, my man, you finally got down to the nitty-gritty. Swervin, you was dancing around it? But nah, right now, she's Al Jolson out that bitch, as far as I'm concerned.
You're bugging me. Did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw it. I did.
And she's Al Jolson?
She's Al Jolson out that bitch, yo. She might as well be out that bitch saying, mammy.
Look at that shit. We're going to have to give Miley... Oh, damn, I'm fucking up. Yeah. We're going to have to give Taylor Swift some views, because there is no way she's Al Jolson, B.
Okay, that's real. That's
no way.
No doubt.
This is again, as I told Taylor, this is my daughter Taylor. This is an attempt for her to break away from that sweet Polly purebred, but it's not making her Nicki Minaj on any stretch. I watched the whole video so I could explain it.
Swervin, I don't think I said that. I just said that she's appropriating certain cues in black culture, and more importantly, because African-American culture, specifically hip-hop, but African-American culture does not have a sort of standard and a moral compass. So somebody like Taylor Swift can come in and take it. Where on the reverse, African-Americans is not going
to
bum rush Nashville and take shit. Okay, because when they do, trust me when I tell you, ask LL and ask Nelly, those motherfuckers down there ain't going for it. You ain't gonna
Rucker,
come in here.
Charlie Pride.
Shit, Darius Rucker is adhering to all the cues, my nigga. Charlie Pride and anybody other nigga is when they make country music, nigga, you going in that motherfucker with a country hat, some tumbleweed in your motherfucking chew, my nigga.
Exactly.
You in here,
exactly.
Belt buckle, guitar, you going in 100. The niggas who don't go in 100, LL Cool J, Nelly, motherfuckers saying get the fuck out of here, nigga.
This nigga said tumbleweed in your chew. I can see a big mouth water that shit just spitting in a can.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, son, that's my main point.
And then we can move on, B. Okay. Simple as this. Miley Cyrus got up on the 12-foot high dive and triple flipped into that pool, B.
Yeah, oh yeah, Taylor Swift. Lou Gaines all the way.
And Taylor Swift is at the beach running away from the goddamn, what do you call it, the tide.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Getting her toes wet.
We'll see about that.
Yep. Yo, B, she is... They ain't enough toast to brown her up.
Hey, B, I'm just telling you, B, she can come in and take pieces of black culture when she want. That's my only point. If the reverse was true, again, they've already shown, unless you follow it 100, you can get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Get her handlers, because she ain't producing no videos.
That's real.
She ain't directing no videos.
That's real. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest, Static Selector explains why he's not impressed by Bobby Shmurda. He said he can't knock the hustle. He's trying to put it on for New York. But to me, that shit sounds like a flash in the pan. He said Shmurda has got to make good and real music. Then I'll be impressed. But right now, I really haven't heard anything that's original. I'm not impressed. First topic was, you know, or I should say the first comment was, Static needs to fall back. He ain't say nothing wrong, but people will start calling him an old, bitter head. So, you got Static Selecta out there, who's keeping it 100. But the internet, the way the internet stink, damn, shut the fuck up. You can't talk about Bobby Shmurda because he's hot right now. They're going to start penciling you in as an old head who's bitter. Kurt G, why are they doing that?
Because that's what they do. Nigga, when you hot, you can't say nothing about somebody that's hot because that makes you a hater.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Is that what we do?
That's what we do. We talk about these niggas that's hot. Because we can. Because we know that they are flashes in the pan.
Ah, indeed. So, Swervin, the next comment is for you. Especially for you, son.
Okay.
He ain't nothing but another white boy eating off black culture. Like I said, he ain't original. He's a primo wannabe. Son, why are they doing that to Static Selecta?
Wow.
Static, one of the best producers out there.
Well, he is, okay? Well, that's 100.
I don't give a fuck if he's white.
Okay, but Swervin, hold on. We just got done a whole shit about Taylor Swift. Now, this is a flip side of the coin. Okay, he said something about Bobby Shmurda. Now, obviously, Static Selector is a white producer who is probably the only motherfucker keeping it 100, even close to, with commercial success. Okay? And yep. You got niggas out there saying he's just a white boy eating off black culture, which the majority of African-American society had turned their back on. Swerving, if you may. You know,
I have nothing negative to say about that brother, because, and I say brother because he's a brother in hip-hop. Always has been and always will be. So I'm always going to, you know, lean towards his side of the situation, because whoever says something like that, they just don't know. If they was talking about Scott Storch or somebody like that, even, I'd be like, okay, you right. But you talking about Static Selector, B? Come on, man.
Who keeps it 100? Whoever
wrote that comment.
Who all, keeps, the all the time.
He makes the type of beats that you wish hip-hop was still doing.
You make right. you wish he was producing LL Cool J's next record.
Right.
He said, if niggas want to call him a culture vulture, then something's wrong with them.
No, what it gets right down to is, once again, it just shows the no standards among that niggas going to want to pull that race card out when it suits them. Motherfucker who said that, first of all, he don't even listen to real hip-hop. And if he do, you gonna be mad at Static Selector keeping it 100 when there's a whole litany of Mike Will wannabes, mustard-type niggas. And I don't give a fuck who these motherfuckers are. Who's producing Nicki Minaj these days, my nigga?
Who cares?
Shout out to Sir Mix-a-Lot getting paid like a motherfucker.
Yeah, you best believe it, boy. As soon as he heard his voice, Anaconda, he said, "You goddamn right, I better get a check."
Shout out to Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yep. I can't say anything about the record other than at least you getting paid. But anyway, who don't know anything about real hip-hop and he's going to pull this shit out, I, for one, on a Hip-Hop Digest, will not stand for that. And that's the type of ignorant bullshit that we got to fight against, my nigga, because Static is 100.
And like you said, most niggas have turned their back on the culture.
No doubt.
If it wasn't for these white boys like Static that keep it 100.
Like JRPH7.
Oh, my goodness.
The fuck out of here.
You know what I'm saying?
I put $1 million on them niggas up against Mike
Sherman
Will.
Stand up.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They keep it so 100 and have kept the culture alive. And that's not... There's no way I could sit here and say anything about those white boys. Nothing bad. Because if it wasn't for them, hip-hop would probably be completely fucking dead.
No doubt. So, indeed. So, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the point in the show where I guess motherfuckers go ahead and take their gloves off and shit.
Oh, boy.
I'm getting into some bare knuckle shit.
Hold on. In this corner... In the blue corner, wearing the black shorts with the white trim, Egregio. And in this corner, wearing the white shorts with the red trim, it's DJ King Killer B. Let's get it on.
Ladies and gentlemen, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Breakfast Club leaks audio of Floyd Mayweather Jr. struggling to read. Before I say one word, I'm going to turn it over to your man, E. Color. I'm going to do the right thing. Sir, you say.
You're on your Spike Lee.
All right. So let me go ahead and bring this all the way to the beginning of the situation. You know your boy, 50 Curtis Jackson, is always on some bullshit, which is why last week, Curtis and I was not really fucking with him in our law firm. No,
right? And actually, I understand that because he doesn't play well with others.
He did exactly what I said that nigga would do.
Exactly.
He's okay. The type of nigga that see some shit about you and try to use it against you.
No doubt.
Out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? He's talking about, everybody saw it, and everybody's, for whatever reason, siding with 50, but we about to get to that. He is saying that he was going to give to the ALS whatever amount of dollars if
Floyd all for that read, ice water challenge
right?
Shit. Yeah.
Right. If Floyd reads a page out of Harry Potter, which was dumb, first of all, okay? 50 Cent.
Well, why was it? Hold up, B.
I'm giving
it. I'm going to have to referee in here. I'm going to be Mills Lane right now.
Okay.
All right, B. Let him talk.
I'm going to try to
let him
I'm
get his
sum
in.
Sum it up.
Okay.
I'm going to try to sum it up, okay? Because I'm getting to a big point here. You got. Floyd and 50 who've been beefing for since they broke up.
No doubt.
So to speak, right?
Right.
I ain't got no issue with that. The two grown men being idiots, basically.
Okay.
Two very rich black men being idiots.
No doubt.
My issue is, outside of 50 and his tactics, this clown up there in New York, who
Charlemagne
has
the God.
Now
let's put it out there, Charlemagne the God
jumped in the fray from the sideline.
He did.
Putting a horrible attempt at reading of Floyd Mayweather on the air.
He did.
Right? So that tape was not done last week. Yesterday.
Doesn't matter when it was done, though. Does it matter when?
It does matter when it does.
Oh, really?
It does matter.
Right now, B, I got a lot of questions, son.
Okay, I'm going to answer them for you. But I'm saying this dude in New York, well, I'm not even going to say his name. You guys can say it all you want to because he's an idiot.
Charlemagne the God.
He's putting that stuff out there. How deeply are you hanging on 50's nutsacks, first of all? What business is it of yours? Why did you wait till now to put that out there? And what do you got to do with this? Why as a freaking, we got all this bullshit going on in this country, right? All this bullshit. 50 and Floyd Mayweather ain't even on the fucking radar, for real. It's just some dumbass juvenile bullshit. But you get this clown in New York who has a few million people's ears, and you're just adding to that stupidity, B. Why don't you try to help somebody read? Why don't you get on a cause and create some kind of foundation where you can help a whole fucking generation
okay,
of kids
B.
that can't read?
Can I get in there?
Get in, B.
Can I get in? I got some specific questions for you. First, number one, do you think Floyd Mayweather can read?
I doubt that he can read, B.
Okay. Number two, you don't believe it's such a thing as, you know, appropriate due time that karma will come around. Look, I'm not sitting up here getting any great joy at Floyd Mayweather struggling to read. I don't read that well myself. So I'm not getting mileage or joy out of that. Number two, you know, as far as Charlemagne the God goes, that is his shtick. Okay. That's what he does. You know, you sitting up there talking about helping people to read and this whole generational shit. That's what Charlemagne does. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you, now I'm not saying you, I'm just saying the internet. Okay. A couple of weeks ago when Onyx was up there and Fredro Starr checked that nigga. Okay. You had a whole world of internet saying, oh, that shows Onyx unprofessional. That shows Onyx, you know, can't get paid in this world because Charlemagne was about to pull some shit on him, and Fredro checked that nigga. Matter of fact, checked him so bad, had him shook on the show. Okay? So, this is what I'm saying, B. Floyd Mayweather, number one, can't read. Number two, let's put it out there. You're a Floyd fan, and I'm sure you were embarrassed for Floyd.
Boxing. No, I wasn't.
B, you were. No, you what? You're trying to tell me you ain't a Floyd Mayweather fan as much shit?
I was not embarrassed. First of
Kurt
all,
G, I got to go to an independent arbiter. Do you think E. Color is a Floyd Mayweather fan? And don't tell me that he didn't come in here plenty of times pumping that Floyd shit.
Doing what?
Oh.
Boxing, nigga.
Floyd,
I didn't say that nigga was
boy.
500 and old reading.
Kurt G,
I said he's 43 and old boxing.
Kurt G, help me out, son. Be honest. You did the middle ground, my nigga.
I'm seeing that he is, he is a Floyd Mayweather fan, but I don't see him as being a Floyd Mayweather dick rider.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying he a fan, and you, to me, are coming off like you got all this outrage at Charlemagne the God because he put your boy on the spot, okay?
No, he didn't put Charlemagne on the spot. 50 Cent did.
B, 50 Cent.
Charlemagne is side. That clown is coming off the slow lane, getting in NASCAR and coming in slow lane. I'm in Charlotte, so I'm talking about that shit. But he ain't got no business getting in that, B.
Okay, but what I'm saying,
so what if some goons come up to this? Because you know, goons will show up at a black radio station.
Oh, okay, look, and that's something that Charlemagne got to deal with. If Floyd want to send goons up there, that's something that he's going to have to deal with. But this is what I'm saying, B. Floyd plays that game. Okay, the game going back and forth with niggas. He say something about 50, 50 say something about him. Floyd talking shit about how any motherfucker. Matter of fact, today, Floyd Mayweather answered everybody who got some questions about his reading skills. He posted two checks that were dated like a week ago for $72 million. Okay.
And ain't that beautiful?
B, I'm just telling you, that nigga can't read. And he got
$72 million.
But what is fucking him up is that somebody got the best of him on that issue. Yeah, he's a wealthy individual. Again, like I said, I'm not getting any personal mileage out of that, but he can't read. Okay, let's just put that out there.
But he can read checks, though, B. We always talk about all these rappers that you know, and we have talked about rappers and how they are not dictionary rappers and all this kind of stuff. And then what they do, they show money.
And just to put that out there, you know, I'm not backing 50 in this shit. I'm just saying that for cats who supporting Floyd and it's so 100, the motherfuckers was embarrassed for Floyd, okay?
Because
Floyd
saw
so much, because he talked so much shit, okay? Cats was embarrassed for that nigga, yo.
I don't care what other people are saying. Floyd Mayweather is a boxer. If it was my brother, if it was you, if it was my cousin, then I might be like, damn. I don't know Floyd Mayweather from dirt, B.
G.
If he can't read, he's a grown-ass man, and he should feel bad for that.
G, where are we getting wrong?
I don't care. Nothing outside of the boxing.
G, what are we getting wrong, B?
Well, I'm coming at it from a different perspective. I'm coming at it from the 50 Cent perspective of him being the snake nigga that he's always been. If he gets any type of dirt on you, he's going to come and use it on you.
No doubt.
As minute he doesn't fuck with you no more, he's going to throw it out there to the public. He did it to so many other people. He did it to the game.
Yep.
He did it to your boy down there when he called him on a phone call crying and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, Young Buck.
Young Buck. So this is his tactic. This is what he does. And this whole shit is just a 50 Cent mad at the world because his ass ain't hot no more. So this is my way of just getting at niggas, just to do some shit, just to agitate motherfuckers. And that's what he does. But on
go ahead.
On the other side, Floyd not being able to read is I'm blaming his parents and I'm blaming his uncle, Roger Mayweather.
And they can't read.
B, I'm blaming them for all they wanted this nigga to do was box. They didn't give a fuck about him going to school and learning. They just wanted him to box, so they raised him up to be a boxer, and they did a damn good job of that. But they didn't raise him up to actually be educated and to learn something.
What did you go to college for?
To be educated.
And make what?
Make money. You're right.
More money.
Yes, and I'm getting around to that point. I'm going to get around to that point.
Okay.
I'm going to get right around to that point. This nigga makes mad money. Makes all kinds of money. You're right. I'd trade places with him in a minute. I make money and can't read because I know I can always go to school and learn how to read, you know, but he doesn't seem to ever have wanted to learn how to read because the people around him, like you said, Roger and them niggas probably can't read.
Right.
So for me, I think that his parents and his uncle should take more blame than anything to me about this whole situation because they should have actually, because they can't read, should have had him at least knowing how to read and learning more than they did. But all they wanted him to do was box. They wanted him to be boxer, 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 and that's it. So because now he's turned into, what was that shit called? Harlem Knights? Don't take this ass whipping personal.
So
he can't read.
So I want to try to sum this up a little bit here. I guess what I'm trying to sum up here, certainly everything is on the record. Floyd got a ridiculous amount of money. I mean, you know what? Who's living better? The difference between a cat like 50 who got $100 million and a guy like Floyd who probably got $800 million, I mean, they're not living any different. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as far as that goes. But I just think ultimately the larger narrative that this tells, okay? There's a larger narrative here, you know? Albeit without his skill and blessings of being able to box, okay? Floyd is a jail nigga, okay?
Yep.
Albeit without 50 Cent's own stick-to-itiveness and his own come up, because certainly his rapping career is nowhere, without his business acumen, somewhat of a, you know, producer, actor, if you will, he's been able to keep money in his pocket. He's a jail nigga.
Yep.
Okay? We're looking at two possible real-life jail niggas who, you know, got more money than anything else. I still think it reflects bad as a whole in our culture, and not to escape anything. A guy like Charlamagne the God. See, this is what you got to get off the radio. Okay, I'm agreeing with you a little bit when it comes to Charlamagne the God. This is a type of guy and a type of Breakfast Club, yuck it up morning show. You gotta get off the radio. You gotta get this shit off the radio. You know what I mean? Until you do that, you know what I mean? That's the shit that Charlamagne the God does every time. You know, I think people, if you really want to go back and look at Fredro Starr checking that nigga, okay, because then you're going to find out what a type of person he really is.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That gets down to his character. So.
Well, let me just ask you this for the record, B. You on the record right now.
No doubt.
Does Floyd Mayweather irk you so bad because he didn't fight that fight? Is that what it all boils down to for you? That one fight that he didn't fight?
This is what I'm going to say about Floyd. In terms of boxing, the greatest who ever did it fought the people they were supposed to fight when they were supposed to do it. Now, that notwithstanding, when they talk about Floyd when his career is over, they're going to talk about him as being one of the greats with an asterisk. But he didn't fight who he was supposed to fight when he was supposed to fight. Period.
That one fight.
That's an asterisk, okay? History is going to judge him on that. They're going to say he's one of the greatest ever with an asterisk because he didn't fight.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with being one of the greatest?
I'm just telling you, Floyd Dick Riders don't even want to hear that asterisk.
I don't care. Barry, what's the baseball dude? Barry Bonds has an asterisk, B.
That's just my point. So all this Floyd irking me personally. Floyd doesn't irk me personally. You know what I'm just saying? When it comes to boxing, one fight, because Ali doesn't have the asterisk, and Ali has losses. Sugar Ray, all these great fighters that you're going to just off the top of the dome, the great fighters like that don't have the asterisk because they fought who they were supposed to fight when they were supposed to fight. And boxing is a sport that takes its history very seriously. If Jack Johnson can show up in Nevada in 1905 with a whole fucking town full of whiteys ready to lynch him and beat a white man's ass, Floyd should have gotten a ring with Pacquiao. Okay, period.
So that is the end-all, be-all point that you got with Floyd.
That's it.
Okay, I just want to be clear.
That's it.
I don't give a shit about Floyd Mayweather outside of the ring. I want that to be made clear.
No, okay. Right?
I wish the brother could read, and he still can because he's so freaking filthy that he can go ahead and pay for a tutor at this point.
Yo,
and
reading,
learn to read.
Reading is but fundamental, my nigga. Riff.
That ain't none of my business. when I see him in a boxing ring and I'm watching the sport of boxing, I don't care who he's in front of, I'm watching him box, and he's undefeated.
Yeah,
now,
no doubt.
Do I wish he would have beat Pacquiao's ass so you and nobody else could say anything? Yeah, but he didn't. But he beat everybody else, so that's all I'm saying.
Indeed.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
The Pittsburgh Steelers didn't play the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
What's that got
to do
with anything?
Do I have to sit here and argue about who's the better team?
B, you talking about two different, B.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I'm not going there, B. Not
okay.
going there, B.
Just want to be clear.
I'm not going there. Kurt G, you got your shit together?
Absolutely not.
Okay, Kurt G does not have his shit together.
Absolutely not. I didn't bring it up.
So we don't have any albums of the week for the most part. No. It's been the Hip Hop Digest / Sports Digest to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying?
Lehman Brothers going to get us.
You know what? I'm sure they're going to discuss it on their show. I can't wait to hear their take because, again, like I said, there's something to be said about, again, literacy. I know everybody, again, to me, cats who like Floyd are always going to make the excuse that he got more money than God, and he does. You know what I mean? Cats who don't like Floyd, they're always going to hang that illiteracy thing, and with a guy like Floyd and his ego, he's going to hate that shit.
Floyd had been flossing in niggas' faces for so long, and all they was waiting is on that nigga to slip on a banana peel so they could jump on him, and they got him. They got him for this one issue, and they're not going to let him go because he's, like you said, he's undefeated, so they can't get on him about anything else because he's got all this money, so they can't talk about the niggas broke. So when they find out he can't read, oh, hell yeah, they're going to jump all over him.
Man, you're going to have niggas throwing all kinds of scripts in that nigga's face. Floyd, read this, and he's going to have to maintain that shit for the duration.
Yeah. Every boxing match he has from here on, they're going to be like, can you read this sign?
Exactly. So,
well, He can read checks, and he can read what you're trying to do in that ring to make you lose.
That's what's up.
So his boxing skills are pretty much unmatched. He's very, very good at it.
Shout out
you,
to
you got some kid winning a spelling bee that can't fight. So it don't even matter, B. Our world is just tore up right now.
Yeah, and B, that analogy, and that analogy is fucked up. But
it is.
And trust me, and I hope the Twitter cats get on you. That analogy is some fucked up shit. And that's why we got a bunch of jail niggas out here running around because they think squaring up and being that thug nigga is better than being that spelling bee nigga. While that spelling bee nigga is working for fucking Apple or Microsoft some goddamn where, getting paid, my nigga.
He must be white.
I'm going to tell you what, B. I'm going to tell you what. That's a fucked up analogy.
You took that analogy as you wanted it.
Help me out here, B. I'm getting bowled over. This is Davey D. I'm getting run up.
B. I heard what he said, and I took it from what he was saying. And if from where you took it at, yeah, it sounds fucked up. But I'm looking at it like the niggas really shouldn't be out here celebrating thug culture. They really shouldn't be celebrating being uneducated. And Floyd not being able to read, he's just one of millions of niggas that can't read.
No doubt.
So, exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of niggas on Twitter, on Facebook, on whatever, that's talking shit about Floyd. No, they can't damn read that well.
Exactly. When we look now, with that said, it goes all the way back to my first fucking point is we got a whole fucking generation that can't read. Do you see how these kids be texting or how they put their, how they formulate sentences on these comment sections and shit? It's pathetic.
Okay, I understand that. Okay.
What they're talking about.
Well, I understand that, but I think I'm going to go back way to your early point. Trust me, I ain't trying to put Charlamagne the God in charge of that shit or look for a nut nigga like him, okay, to be trying to help educate motherfuckers because he's part of the problem. You know what I'm saying?
We agree.
No doubt.
A point to agree.
Indeed.
Damn.
So because Kurt, you don't have his shit together, and I'm sure we want long.
I just got rolled over.
That's all good. You know?
I got the albums, but they're on this computer.
Oh, okay.
I should have brought that one up so I could look at them. I thought I had them over here, but I didn't. So
all that being said, thank you for listening to the Hip Hop Digest. I don't know when we're going to see you next, but we'll see.
And they've been asking for a longer show, so here it is.
Well, here it is.
And we definitely need to get Lehman Brothers in here so we can get them out of the way and so we can get to the next listener guest.
No doubt. We'll get there. So.
Skype is looking lovely right now.
All right. Peace.
Let's do this.
All right.
One.
Outside, I let them out, I've been locked in, surrounded by people that's boxed in, so I box out, and they get blocked when they try to take a shot at the dreams they are not in. That's success for ya, that's what happens when you're blessed for ya. Commitment to a higher power, it's a test for ya. No dollar can get it correct for your stress, for your best, for your strength. When you feel like nothing left in the left of ya, put your best foot forward, then put your next foot forward. If you take steps toward it, when ain't no steps to walk up, that's how you get toward it. Go for the gold and you get rewarded. I took the road that is less rewarded. Fast forward, now I'm in the Hamptons playing my best recordings. Wait until you hear my next recordings, cause I ain't even warmed up, but I want it all. And so do you. I'ma get it though, cause I know I want it more than you. If I happen to fall, I'ma get up, do what I'm supposed to do. Promise that'll never change. Look, I want it all. And so do you. But I'ma get it though, cause I know I want it more than you. If I happen to fall, I'ma get up, do what I'm supposed to do. I promise that'll never change. I've been this way.
I hate to see it in this way. It's nothing new. It's happening again in May. Once you trade teams, you become the enemy. Then you get dunked on. I'll take the penalty in leadership. I've been leading this shit, but people travel in different directions. When they ego trip to get my drip, I got the same focus. 3D over everything, it's third degree. I know you heard of we and that'll never change. Dream driving, determination, and patience engraved inside of my day-to-day equation. Every occasion I get to prove myself, I'ma take it. Watch me build it up from the basement. Look, all I got to say is I want it all,
want it all.
So do you,
so do
but
you.
I'ma get it, go. Cause I know I want it more than you. If I happen to fall, I'ma get up, do what I'm supposed to do.
Supposed to
I promise that'll never change. Look, I want it all,
want it all.
So do you,
so
but I'ma get it though, cause I know I want it more than you. If I happen to fall, I'ma get up, do what I'm supposed to do. I promise that will never change.
Travel through rhyme, I'm on your almanac. One of the greatest, when I'm dead, they will all say this. Your kids spinning records in reverse like a sadist. French villa overlooking water, shit is spacious. I live a Bruce Wayne lifestyle, I'm ostentatious. Catch a body with the shoddy, then I melt the gauges. Another chapter from my Bible, nigga, burning pages. Barack can get his orders taken like Liam Neeson. Slap a nigga to the moon like I'm Jackie Gleason. When I'm beasting, niggas whining like a baby teething. I'm an OG gang member, you a baby heathen. When your khakis get pressed, either way you leaving. I get mines by taking yours, now a nigga even. What's left is only settled by debt. And for the rest, I let the hot metal fly through your vest. Close your eyes, nigga.
Booming out the box.
The greatest rapper ever lived, that was Chris Wallace. I'm tucked out with the metal like a quantum solace. Black and stand crush pyramids and shift mountains. Shit on rappers, piss excellence and water fountains. Sketching high dead portraits through the stroke of a pen. Time sharing in a fortress near the ocean again. I can toss you to the walls and let them feast on you. Put the heat to you like you got the fleece on you. Fall of your plans, my trigger finger wrap the saran. Splatter your man, then I'm fleeing in the 18 van. Mission complete, another job done, keep the receipt. Case a nigga ever try to turn stakes in the streets. Burn a leak with the wide-eyed ghetto elite. Who run wild until the day they get covered with sheets. Trapped in hell trying to escape the wrath of Satan. That's like going to court, holding trial without the affidavit. What's left is only settled by death. And for the rest, I let the hot metal fly through your vest. Close your eyes, nigga.
You know you better ask somebody.
full of fake niggas, I'ma stand out. Homie, we nothing alike, don't put your hand out. Came up in a time when they'd have touched you for diamond. Now it seems that we stuck in an environment where dudes turn puppets for diamonds. Other than rhyming, homie, you and I have nothing in common. Nah, swear make me wanna demonstrate how this 4-5 set a fucking demon straight. But I'd rather enlighten, but it's so hard, cause all the trash I be writing be lacking excitement. Fake jacks, but with a fraud, you